From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Azerbaijan announces ceasefire in fight with Armenia. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire today in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian forces left 30 soldiers dead Saturday and both sides reporting more fighting overnight. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. The two sides are separated by a demilitarized buffer zone, but each side accuses the other of numerous violations. The former British colony of Australia wants Britain to stay in the European Union. Julie Bishop, Australia's foreign minister, says she told British Prime Minister David Cameron of the Australian position.
Australia believes it would be in our interests if a strong United Kingdom remained a part of the European Union. The EU is a significant trading partner for us. A strong UK as part of the European Union would be in Australia's interests.
Britain holds a referendum on EU membership on June 23rd. The first passenger flight has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Brussels Airlines plane heading to the Portuguese city of Faro was the first of three flights scheduled to leave the airport today. The airport is calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in the coming days. Belgian police had complained about what they said had been lax security at the airport. Coming to you from Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in the remote Shawal Valley of North Waziristan is the final phase of a major ground and air offensive launched in June 2014 to clear the semi-autonomous tribal region of local and foreign militants. Syrian officials say the army has found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies were beheaded and others shot. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the discovery of the mass grave. The opposition in Cameroon has defied police and continued protests against efforts by the ruling party to organize early elections. The opposition says Cameroon's 84-year-old president, Paul Biya, is angling to be president for life after 34 years already in office. Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports from Yaoundé.
Kawala, opposition leader of the Cameroon People's Party, CPP, says they are dressed in black as a symbol of sadness over President Paul Biya's long stay in power and persistent brutality against voices opposing his attempt to be president for life. She says dozens of protesters have been arrested or wounded by heavily armed police in several towns, including Cameroon's capital Yaoundé and the economic capital Douala, during the protests.
A Cameroon government spokesperson says the protests are illegal and will not be allowed to take place. A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu, but there are no reports of a tsunami or serious damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 6.9 magnitude quake struck today 80 kilometers north of Port Olry, Vanuatu, at a depth of 35 kilometers. The USGS revised the magnitude down from an earlier report of 7.2. Vanuatu sits on what is known as the Ring of Fire. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing two U.S. presidential candidates of inciting Islamophobia. During Saturday's dedication of a Turkish-funded mosque near Washington, Erdogan said he hopes the facility can help eliminate the intolerance he sees coming from some U.S. presidential candidates. Erdogan did not identify those candidates by name, but Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has called for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the U.S., and Ted Cruz is calling for increased police patrols in Muslim neighborhoods. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.